Integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Okay. So I haven't switched yet to the electronic medical records, but we're going to talk about them today. And we're going to talk about, with this new wave towards using electronic medical records in your doctor's office, does it mean that you still have the privacy that was so clearly protected when we didn't have them? It's very, very important because, hey, is what's in your chart going to be able to help you lose your job? What do you think, Dr. Decker?
I think it's a problem. And I switched over because I had to, because being
what's going on though, like where, what has changed with the switch? I mean, look, electronics, you know, we're getting so advanced. It's awesome. Kinda. But where's the disconnect? Well, why is this really putting people in a vulnerable position?
Well, it's like any kind of growth. There's traits. You know, I mean, flying in a jet plane, you know, for the first time, it's marvelous, but you know, you're no longer so enamored with what birds can do. Right. And the clouds, you know, they smell like jet fuel. Right. So there's these trades that we have to take in order to grow. When we move to electronic medical records, a file is locked in a cabinet, according to law, in a locked office, and can only be looked at by the doctor and occasionally insurance companies. And that's it. And also, doctors could manually write codes in order to do things. I'll confess to you, I wrote certain codes for HIV, certain codes for other embarrassing situations that I knew what it was and I had it translated. So if I needed to communicate with other doctors, was there, but just so my employees didn't know maybe what's going on. I didn't want medical assistants to know how serious an illness was or something. So I would write things in there. All doctors do it. All that's gone now. Our ability to manage codes, it is now all transparent. And the problem comes in when you look at the guidelines, like for Google medical records and for Practice Fusion, they'll say we follow these HIPAA guidelines. This is an organization that is HIPAA that is allegedly protecting these patients. But when you actually read those guidelines, it opens up your information to be almost data mined. They can look at it and say, okay, now that we have it all electronic, we can count how many heart attacks there were in Maricopa County.
Okay, so it's all available. I think it's going to be really important for us to shed the light on how people can be consumer advocates. They're consumers of their own healthcare. You know, my whole thing is you got to be your own primary care provider anyway. But how can we help people protect themselves? And I got to tell you a really funny story about HIPAA. HIPAA stands for, it's H-I-P-P-A. What's it stand for? Do you know?
I do not know, but I will research that as we're speaking.
Pull it up because I'll just tell you. And believe me, I do follow Einstein's rule of thumb, and he actually said, "Please do not memorize anything that you can look up." I was like, "I got that one down. Don't worry about it." I tried to argue with my many professors and throughout my extensive education, but they wouldn't go for it. So, hold on, real quick.
Health insurance, please. Portability, which means transferring records back and forth, Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, and this goes back to 1996, and they listed it as privacy and security rules. Only the privacy and the security is not that great. Go ahead.
Right, so we're going to tell people how they can actually protect themselves and their privacy in this ever-changing world. I think that's going to be important, but I do want to talk about HIPAA. And this is my point about our brains, right? And, you know, there was a lovely Buddhist monk that said, we have more projections out there than there are dust motes in a sunbeam. And I was like, it's so true. All we really have is our experience, right? All we have is our experience and what clouds are sort of like, and what contains and what defines our world, how we think about things. You know, there's that old saying, you don't think about people how they are, you think about people how you are, et cetera, all of that stuff, right? So this morning, I'm in my lovely CrossFit class and I love all the girls that are there. And, you know, we just, it's kind of like coming home every day and it's awesome. And so this lovely girl, Rachel, is talking about, oh, I didn't go to a HIPAA class last night. I'm going to have to go tonight. And I'm just overhearing, she's not talking to me, but I'm thinking HIPAA, HIPAA, HIPAA. And I was like, what HIPAA class? She's like, no, 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 no. It's hip hop. And I was like, oh, I said, you're going to a hip hop class, and because all I hear about is HIPAA all day long, I'm thinking that everybody's going to HIPAA class. I'm like, this is great. It's catching on. It's like, you know, it's swiftering the nation. Everybody should take in a HIPAA class. And I'm like, okay, hip hop.
As long as it helps my abs. If it helps my abs, I'm all for it.
All right. So what do you think? How can people protect themselves in this ever-changing world?
There's two things that you have to do. And you're listening to the show, and I think that I'll blog on this too because it's so important. Number one is, you need to know, as far as your employer's insurance, what their rules are on accessing your records. Some employers can write rules that give them access to your medical records. Especially now, they're talking about that you'll have lower insurance rates with lower cholesterol. You'll have higher insurance rates if you have higher weight. And some of these defy natural law. Other of these things are common sense. But then your company is now in your doctor's office. So they'll call it workplace health. They'll call it preventative medicine. They'll want to bonus you for doing these things, but they know your medical status. Once you let them into that and say, yeah, look, I reduced my insurance by 10 bucks because I've gotten 10 pounds off. That's fine. But as soon as you put that 10 pounds back on, God willing, you don't, and you listen to the show and you stay well and do all that. But as soon as you do that, now let's say you're up for a promotion. And some guy who's 20 pounds less is also up for that promotion. And they don't want to train somebody who's 10 pounds heavier because their actuary table say you might be more likely to have a heart attack. Yes, that can cost you a position. Also, look at the other side. They need to let go 25 people. They start mining these records and go, hey, these 25, they really never took advantage of our worksite health program. They never go to the exercise gym that we built downstairs. We'll get rid of those 25 because they're probably going to cost us more in insurance later. So number one, you have to know your rules of what your insurance is and decide on yourself. The second thing is doctor's code. And these codes go into computers and they are permanently burned in. So for example, let's say Holly came into my office and said, I bruised my chest. I was in a fender bender and my chest hit the steering wheel. And instead of putting like rib pain or thoracic pain or sternal pain, let's say I put atypical chest pain, right? Let's say I code that. Let's say that that's the best way I can get paid. That I know insurance company may not want to pay for a bruise, but they'll definitely pay for atypical chest pain. Well, atypical chest pain, they don't know that you now just bumped your chest on a steering wheel. They think you might be having a heart attack. Guess what that's going to do to your rates? And if your company finds out, they'll go, my God, Holly's 47 years old and she has atypical chest pain. I don't really know if we really want her around. You know, that's going to be expensive. This woman's going to need bypass. And they don't know you're doing CrossFit. They don't know you have abs of steel and wonderful collagen, by the way. They don't know any of all that stuff. They don't know all these good things you're doing. They're only seeing those codes. So as patients, and what is it, primary care providers, being your own primary care provider, am I getting that right, Holly?
You are.
Yeah, I'm working. I'm working here. So as your own primary care provider, you have to ask your doctor what they're coding every single time. Let's do another example, Holly. We're going to just run some routine tests. You know, we're going to do an ultrasound of your heart and we're going to do this. But let's say in order to do an ultrasound of your heart, they have to put a code like dizziness, or they have to put a code like, again, atypical chest pain or palpitations. You may not even have that, but the doctors will put that code in to make sure it's billed. They may really honestly just want it as a good preventative tool, but they have to play the insurance game in order to get it paid. And sometimes it's not even the doctors that are doing it. It'll be a physician's assistant, a nurse, it might be a medical assistant. You might get somebody that's 3 weeks out of medical assistant school who only knows the codes that they have to put in to make sure they get paid.
Okay, so Decker, listen to me. We've got less than 60 seconds, and I want you just to quickly, bullet point, 45 seconds, what people can do to protect themselves. Because
number
this is,
one,
you've
know,
opened up another whole, yes, go ahead.
Number one, know your current insurance plan and what your company gets to see on your medical records. Your human resource person has to explain it to you and will gladly explain it to you, especially if they have benefits. Number two, the doctor's code for each disease. Know what those codes are and make sure those codes aren't something more serious than what's going on. For example, atypical chest pain when you might have some heartburn. Make sure those codes are accurate because those codes follow you. And Good health is involved in having good health insurance, and that's involved in staying well. And that's what we want you to do at Radio MD.